Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Rock-o-er. Hey, there was a couple days ago on the news that you guys didn't catch us. I meant to text you guys. We're Blake. Blake, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Blake.
Hi, Corby.
It was the same day that I said, it was the day after I said, E! News. And Blake called the hospital. And nobody caught him on that.
Cool.
So.
Jeez.
Dang.
He's Blake.
Girl.
Tim K. I don't think Tim K. ever learned how to ride a bike. Former Ticket Ticker anchor T.C. Fleming kinda knows, but never really learned growing up. I don't think Trey can ride a bike. Does that sound right back there?
Somebody could do anything anyway.
Hale, I think, might have told me that he can't ride a bike.
Okay, now that's the fourth of four people you mentioned that I wouldn't think could do anything athletically.
Well, I don't know that riding a bike is, like, really doing anything athletically, right?
You have to have a little coordination, right?
Justin.
That was pretty unnecessary.
He's my friend.
He has a unicycle.
What's up, spin stars?
Nothing. You know, this is a lunch and shower, girls only.
No problem. The guys are having a little shindig of their own in the warehouse from 2:30 to 3:15. Yeah, this is the only time their pop was available. Sort of a guy's night out. A GNO, if you will. A GNO. Actually, it's more of a guy's afternoon in. A GAI. A gay. It's not gay. It's a bridal shower for guys. A guy shower. An hour-long shower with guys.
I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe Gum Zone. Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
All right, let's do it. Hey, this is Ted Emmerich from ESPN and Westwood One, and I never, ever listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
What is a milk dud?
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang. In the Hang Zone.
Yep. My neighbor's got a kid that she's supposed to be graduating from Denton Geyer, so her prom was canceled. So this is one thing for her to actually have this graduation.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
Vincent Jackson died this week, too.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs. Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Doesn't he have a Kemp spin?
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
I declare bankruptcy!
All right, times three.
All right, all right, all right.
It is Friday. Hawaiian Shirt Friday. Tall Boy Friday.
Finally Friday. I know I told you this off the air, but as you grab the cords, you can play audio from your personal computer.
Yeah, PC.
I did order two more, and they should be here soon. They should be here by Tuesday. I used my Prime account.
It's odd. All the time we were gone, no one thought, yeah, we should have two in here.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
It is show number 306 of Dan and Jake, and 258 of those were done high atop my garage, but no more. This will be our 48th show out of the den. We have 210 more to go to catch up. We are here in the, our feet are up in the stirrups. We're in a doctor's office type setting with the very sterile environment and the bright lights. And we're happy to be here on a Friday because we work for the weekend. Are you allowed to promote what you're doing tomorrow morning?
I'm not sure that promote is the term that I would use, but I've been pretty open about it so far. So why?
That's why
why stop now?
Came to my mind that,
as it were,
you know, we do.
That's a tease.
We do look forward to the weekend and, you know, get to kind of exhale a bit. Maybe Friday night, let it a little looser than you do normal nights because you can kind of sleep in on Saturday. And I was thinking about that, and then I thought, oh, wait, guy sitting next to me can't sleep in tomorrow. Tell the class.
So we've discussed in this space fertility issues. My wife and I had our first daughter using some of the advanced medical options out there. Took three shots at it.
Is it odd that they say the birth rate is lower than ever, or lower than it has been in quite some time?
Yeah.
Yet, we do have this wonderful technology. I'm in the same boat, and I know a ton of people, too, who
it's very common
have used modern medicine to help you have kids, yet we have the lowest birth rate ever. What's going on?
I mean, that's a very difficult issue to unpack. I think part of it is waiting longer, you know?
Until you're later, your 20s, 30s.
And then I think that's somewhat overblown until you get to like 40, and then it is a very precipitous drop-off. But I think that's part of it, right? Which is hilarious because when you're 17, you're convinced that any time, or 18, any time you were to engage in an activity, it just produces a baby right
away. That's what was pounded into your head? Growing up, and because I did not have that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I had the feeling that I could avoid it if I did certain things.
Yeah. I was told very early that is far from
fail-safe.
Like,
if I get out of there
early. Yeah, we all got it.
Oh, okay. then it wouldn't produce. I'm sorry, I interrupted your story about your fertility doctor problems.
Yeah, so we moved. Since we did this the last time around, used to go to a doctor over in Fort Worth that was great, although I have referred to him before as the Patch Adams of fertility.
Because he's all fun and
he had a lot of sex
joking
jokes.
Around.
Yeah. He was almost like dunking on me, like, well, geez, I guess I got to step in now.
Okay.
Like, I got it, dude.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so this one that we go to now, it's up in Frisco. I live in Grapevine. It just, the woman has to go in a lot when this is going on. So it was not going to work to be driving all the way across the Metroplex routinely. And I don't really know how the moon and the tides and the woman body work at all, but I know that there's a very specific time when we're supposed to go in and you don't have a lot of notice. So I got the text yesterday during the show, like, hey, you need to be to Frisco 10 till 8 Saturday morning for you to, produce.
Saturday morning?
Yeah.
You have to go into an environment that is more sterile than this studio.
Yeah, probably leave my house at 7. Yeah. And try to somehow get yourself
engage.
In the frame of mind. Which, let's be honest, that's not that difficult. Excuse me?
I don't know. Morning stuff, dude. I remember having our second kid and being... We didn't have them mix it at the lab.
Yeah,
but so, we did have to go into a lab occasionally to get a test done on my boys. But I would be tapped on the shoulder, I don't know, 9:30 in the morning, and she'd be like, "Hey, let's go do it real quick because it's kind of the week and we gotta kind of do as much as we can." And can you go at 9:30? I'm like, "Oh man, no, I'm not. No, you're kidding me." And she's like, no, yeah, just real quick, can you? Oh, my gosh.
Very romantic.
It's just the worst.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's worse, probably.
The first time around I did this,
lower.
It was you could produce at home and take it in. But they said it needed to be there within 15 minutes. So I literally, and I've said this before, that's the closest I've felt like to Dom Toretto.
Dude, I almost had
the place is like 11 minutes from my house.
So how far is this place?
It's pretty far, but it's different because they make you do it there.
Oh, so you can't stop like at a close adult bookstore?
No, I can't. No, it's got to happen there. Although this is kind of exciting because last time we talked about this, I was telling you about the experience of actually doing it at the place, and I got probably 20 emails from P1s that are like, dude, I'm positive that I sat in the exact same recliner that you
did. Ooh, you don't sit in it. I guess you gotta sit.
I mean, they lay down they lay down the thin
standing
hospital bed. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong in all
kind
these
of a linebacker. You got your knees bent. Your feet are shoulder length apart.
So when these P1s were emailing me, they're like, dude, you made a mistake by not firing up that, they have like a Roku or something like that, some streaming service. Because this could go one of two ways, right? Because these places are completely staffed by female nurses and assistants. There's two extremes you could get. Low side, you could have a woman, a female who's like, we need to get some adult material here. And it's basically like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders or maybe even like Shannon Tweed 90s.
Nowhere near enough if you've been involved with porn as much as you have.
Right.
Maybe a 16-year-old could handle this. But
to the 28-year-old nurse who doesn't really know this world, even though it is a part of hers, she either goes that route, the very low end, or you fired up and you're like, mother of God.
This is the dirtiest thing
we look at.
That's how my place was with the, they went for store-bought, you know, the seedy gas station porn.
Little three-pack.
Yeah, just the stuff that's in a wrapper with really crude names of, I mean, they had the most vile porn I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I would never be caught dead with it.
Right.
But that was at my fertility clinic. I think that's like, you know how we said they should employ someone like my teenage daughters, if the Mavs are trying to appeal to the teen, well, let's get them in the meeting room when they're developing Mavrilo Bolovich and see if this is going to fly with the teen.
Definitely.
Does your fertility clinic need to employ a dirtbag like you?
In fact,
just someone that has a porn experience and could say, this is good, middle of the road, this will do the job.
You need that waiter that knows what pairs with what.
Exactly. He's a sommelier.
The wine and this kind of steak, yeah.
Our former ticket ticker guy, TC, when I told him about this, he's like, boy, this is a business.
Like, yeah.
There's consultants for everything. He's like, I can nail this. I am
because they get, like you said, the 28-year-old female has to then say, oh, what do guys want? Well, how does she know? She doesn't really know. She knows from reading Cosmo.
Yeah.
Or it's the old Chappelle bit of the 100 things that your man wants. And he's like, there ain't 100, there's four.
Yeah.
Make him a sandwich and leave him alone.
And they very rarely
was the last one, but there's some other things in
hit
there,
mark in the middle. They don't. They either go way too far or not near far enough. So I will be able to report on Monday which end of the spectrum this place operates, because I'm going to check it out this time. And they got
you're
going to
be hungover, because I know you, and today's Friday.
Yeah, it does. I do have a family dinner tonight, so that should help some, but you're still getting up to go do that on Saturday morning.
The earliest you would go to bed, let's say, would be midnight.
Around there, yeah.
But it's probably going to be later.
And the other thing about it is,
so you're going to have to get up at 6, drive to Frisco, and then somehow grab their seedy porn and try to...
Here's what makes it even creepier. Because it's so early, we don't have childcare on deck on a Saturday morning. We actually got our babysitter back from college, Dan's daughter.
She gets up early. She'll turn around. She does.
Yeah, but then there's something weird, too, about her showing up and kind of knowing what I'm off to do and what I'll be doing.
I'm not going
to
tell her.
Yeah, but she's going to at least say, like, hey, I'm watching their kids
for
dinner on Friday
night. I'm the king of hiring
a
babysitter to be there at 6:30 a.m.
We're not going to do the double dip. So because they have to get my wife there pretty quickly after I do the deed.
Okay, so they do something with... Okay, so you're both involved here, but you just aren't...
Right.
They have to...
Yes.
It's a targeted
drone strike.
All right.
So she's going to be waiting in the parking lot with the baby.
Oh.
I'm going to walk out after doing that and then put the baby in my car and drive home.
You have to drive separately? Why can't you just drive together? Does her thing take a long time?
Yeah. A lot longer. So, yeah, it's going to be a weird morning, for sure. But, hey.
I'm going to be thinking about you. I'm going to be excited thinking about you tomorrow morning.
I'm going to think about you. How about that?
Just like, yes.
I'm just going to listen to the Luca interview.
Look at his back. Look at mine's back.
So if Jake's on edge today, it's because he's all pent up.
Yeah,
because
you also have to have a window of like 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah. And she got lucky. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's been totally good to go.
She's like, yeah, but we haven't been together for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Luca and our e-break win, I was just emailed by a P1. That we were actually featured in a very large Spanish newspaper.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because of the news we made that Luca plans to play for his national team both at Eurobasket and in the Olympics. Luka Doncic, quiero todo.
We extracted some information from
him. He wants it all. El Objetivo del Genio de Ljubljana. They're calling him the genius from Ljubljana. The aim of the genius from Ljubljana is to play in the national team, play at Eurobasket, and play in Tokyo. How about that? How many e-breaks have gone international? I'm focusing on the positives here.
No, that's a big pub. That's the kind of pub that...
It actually says here, in una entrevista in the Hang Zone, in parentheses.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And what's your Spanish name? Mine's, of course, Danielle.
They would usually call me just, you know, Jakob or...
Didn't you live in Spain?
Yeah, but, I mean, Jake, they would just kind of shorten to Jake.
Jake?
Yeah. Which is not that interesting, you know?
No.
But...
That's awesome.
Being an international... And I just love that they didn't translate that part, too, right? It's like when we listen to Homer calls and it's just million mile an hour.
Hang zone.
Yeah, touchdown.
Yeah, well...
There we are.
Yeah, get your cousin to break that one down.
Okay.
Don't you have a cousin that's in Spain?
Madrid, yeah.
Who broke down our KP Spanish interview for us. Hard hitting.
All right. Hey, that's a good lead into what we're going to do next. We have some KP audio. In fact, you know what else I want to do on today's show? I want to do a crow line, if you're into that.
Okay.
I said tomorrow I'm going to wake up excited. I woke up today excited. You know why? Didn't you wake up tingling?
Dude, KG on the bump.
KG's on the bump tonight.
You kidding me?
I just had that feel. So we're going to talk baseball today, as usual. And I also want to get a new Jake beard picture.
Okay. We can do that.
And I have written down, I don't know if we'll have time or on the crow line or whatever. Or I don't know if we have the ability to do this. I wanted to measure Jake's beard.
Okay.
And I was at my house and I realized, I don't know if I have a ruler. I have a yardstick.
Yeah.
And I thought that would look weird if I carried a yardstick into work and
Very
then
weird.
Held this giant thing up against your face. But I want to measure your beard and see if we could find the longest portion of it and then just measure it again in 3 months. Because
I'll throw it out for you.
You got about 3 months left, right?
It's less than three. Give me credit.
So this looks like
you're trying so hard.
Start at the bottom lip and go down.
Okay.
And that's how you measure it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So that's all. That's the exciting tease. We're going to measure Jake's beard at some point today.
On the radio.
Please stay tuned for 3 hours just for the opportunity to hear that. Never been done before on terrestrial radio, at least. I'm sure it's been done elsewhere. But yeah, we have some KP audio. In fact, it's going to be the Ticket's first look at the Mavs-Clippers series coming up next.